only special after the season and you win a Super Bowl. So, I mean, right now we still got work to do. And I think that's the mentality that everybody has. You know, we've got 5 games left, and, you know, the things that we want to do are still ahead of us. Like, we haven't done it yet, so nothing's done it other than the fact we won 9 games this far.
We were just talking to Xavier about matching up with Julio Jones and all that goes into this week. What's that like for D-back when he locks up on one of the guys?
I mean, I think it helps because you know one person. You study one person and kind of fill out all their tendencies and their mannerisms. And, you know, he's been excellent as far as, you know, lining up on a guy and pretty much shutting him down. So, you know, this week I don't think it's going to be, you know, any different. That's his job, and he's one of the hardest working guys I've ever seen. So, you know, matchup-wise, I mean, his size with Julio's size and his abilities, it's going to be a good matchup.
Does that take a lot of pressure off the rest of the defense if you got one guy that can lock up their guy?
Yeah, but this team's a little bit different because they throw the ball to everybody. You know, everybody eats on that offense. So it's going to be crucial that our front guys, you know, get out of the quarterback and make him uncomfortable.
How do you feel about this 2-game stretch coming up? Atlanta, Carolina, down south, jockeying for
the playoff
position.
Wouldn't matter who it is. I'd feel the same. We've got to get our job done. I mean, it's that simple. You know, to me, it's the end of the season. You know, you got to continue to win games. That's it. Doesn't matter who the opponent is.
But at least in terms of Atlanta, they starting to look like that team that made it to the Super Bowl.
I haven't even seen them, so I couldn't tell you. I'm about to go watch it right now, but it doesn't matter who it is. We need to win games. I
mean, right.
I don't care if it's Miami or Alabama. I mean, you got to win games. It's just that simple.
Dan, in your experience here being around Coach Summers, have you become a better delegator over the last few years?
I don't even know what.
Like pushing out, you know, like kind of relinquishing some of his like play calling responsibilities. Have you gotten better?
I don't know. Like, we don't know any of that because we're on the field and we just get a call from Barr. So I couldn't tell you. That'd probably be something the coach would tell you, but we don't see any differences. So
he's been through a lot, obviously, like from last year, kind of stuff, you know, on the field, off the field. I mean, from where he's at from that point to now with the 9-2 team, have you seen it? Is there any part of his personality that's changed or anything that the players notice?
Hell no. The only thing is he's a little happier because we're winning games. He's still grouchy, you know, days, but he's the same guy. The only difference is he's probably, you know, happier some mornings than others because, you know, first he can see and he doesn't have to have any surgeries. And, you know, second, you know, we're winning some football games, so it makes it easier for sure.
Terrence, what can be said about wanting to play your best football in December, heading into the postseason, that as well as you guys have been playing, that whether you continue that or need to take it to another level here in the month of December?
I would say that I'd rather play my best football in January and February, but, I mean, December is just as important because you have to get to January and February. So, you know, it's something where we've got to just pretty much stay focused. You know, I got a lot of questions about playing good and all this, but it only matters when you do that, you know, in January. You know, you got to play good now here to get to that place, and then hope that you're at your best as a team and continue to string some wins together and make a run. So, these next couple weeks are going to be huge as far as the division goes, you know, and trying to get to the playoffs and do what we want to do.